Vargas Thomas. Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Phone lines are open. Call in at 657-383-0771. I have with me some funk today. Yes, we're going to be bumping. All right, we had Vargas Thomas on my show today. Welcome, Vargas.
Hey, how you doing there?
Hey, give it to you.
give it to you. I'm here to give it to you. How you like it, baby?
Yeah, you gave it to me. I was doing it in my chair right here. Woo!
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. And you know, I asked the question, how you like it, from the left, the right, front, back.
Yeah.
Tell me your appetite, baby.
Yeah, love it. So where are you calling from?
I am calling from what we call the land of funk, Dayton, Ohio.
All right now, Ohio fans, call in. Phone lines are open. Tell us all how your music journey began, Vargas Thomas.
Well, it started back with me and my brothers. I have four brothers. And before I actually got in the band, because I was the youngest of the brothers, I'm the youngest. And before I even got in the band, they were playing. But they never had a keyboard player. And I said, I'm going to get in there some type of way and learn something to contribute to what they had going on. And it was the keyboard. So I started playing the keyboard. I taught myself to play. And then I eased in that way. But before I played the keyboard, they would let me be their secret weapon. And I was the MC. I would introduce them back then. But I always wanted to get up there with them and play with them. So, again, I started by playing the keyboards, got into the band that way. That's many years ago. Yeah.
Now, somewhere along the line, you met up with Roger Troutman.
Absolutely. Before I get to Roger, let me say this, though. There was a guy, and everybody know of the Ohio Players from Dayton, Ohio. And
yes.
The person who I'm speaking of in that band is Marshall Jones. It was Marshall Jones that got us a gig in Youngstown, Ohio. It was a club up there that Roger and Zap was playing at. And it was, I believe the name of it is Benny's Nightlife, if I'm not mistaken. And it was a club in Youngstown, Ohio. Roger was performing there. And Marshall Jones got us on that show as opening act for Roger. And we opened the show, and he was excited about what we did, because even myself, being the little guy that I was in the band, the audience received us very well, and they actually pulled me off the stage. And, I mean, we just had a great show that night. and Roger took interest in us, and he said, we can do something. And from that point on, it was a blessing. Absolutely.
Wow. That is a treasure. So who was your inspiration then? Who was your inspiration that got you motivated, startled, sparked?
Well, I have to say the Jackson's Five. You know, Michael Jackson and his brothers. I mean, that was inspiration right there for a lot of people. And
right.
Again, I mentioned earlier that I have four brothers. And so that whole thing, it was like, man, we can be that like that. So that was a good inspiration. And then, of course, like I said, after meeting Roger, that inspiration right there from being in the studio, working with him and just being a part of that whole thing, it just said, man, we can really do this. And that's what motivates me even to this day to play and perform.
Right. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. So what other music instrument tools do you play?
Oh, man, I'm looking in my studio right now. And there's many instruments around here. I got there's a melodica that I play. There's keyboards I play. The bass guitar I play. The great talk box that Roger Troutman was famous for.
Oh, wow.
I got one of those sitting in the corner. There's a microphone over there that I sing into. We do a whole lot of that. I can even beat the drums a little bit. Absolutely.
Wow. All right. Thank you for that.
There's many instruments. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that information. So I would like to spin another one of your singles called Ladies Night. What sparked you to do Ladies Night in your own melody?
Ladies Night. Okay, that is, man, that's one is directed straight to the ladies. It's a ladies' anthem. Is
Thank
what I call
you.
It. And, you know, it's to show appreciation to all of the women of what they do. Working moms, daughters, sisters, aunties, all the single ladies. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a national anthem for the ladies and to just treat them like queens and say, look, we love you. Man, a man can't have a baby, but a woman can. So it's something special about a woman that just want to show some appreciation. So that's a part of the song. Get out, enjoy yourself. You know, have some fun, dance, sing, and just enjoy yourself. So that's the theme behind Ladies Night.
Well, thank you. Thank you. All right, ladies, phone lines are still open. Here is Ladies Night.
It's Ladies Night. It's Ladies Night. It's Ladies Night. All night, 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 night.
Absolutely.
Wow, you got such a funky beat, and it motivates you. It gets you popping. It gets your body popping. I love it.
Thank you.
So, What is your website information, Vargas Thomas, and your social site media pages you would like to tell our fans and followers and listeners out there?
Absolutely. You can contact me at VargasThomas.com, and that's spelled V-A-R-G-E-S, Thomas, VargasThomas.com. That will lead you directly to my Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/VargasThomasMusic. Or you can just go Facebook and type in Vargas Thomas. That'll lead you there. I also have a Twitter account, but then it's go back, which is twitter.com/ThomasVargas. You can get me there as well. Instagram is Vargas.Thomas or Vargas2019. Either one to get you there on those sites.
All right. Thank you for that information. Your music, anyone wants to purchase your singles, what music online site they can find your music on?
There are several. First, we want to start with Spotify. You can go there. You can go on Amazon, Pandora, iTunes, Apple. Whatever you got is probably out there. I mean, it's worldwide. And those are just a few to mention. Again, Amazon, Spotify, Pandora, Apple, iTunes, they are all there on those platforms.
Thank you for that information. There you go, fans out there. Listeners, curious listeners, get into the action. Phone lines are still open. All right, Vargas Thomas, are you doing any live performances at any club venues in your city, or are you on tour? Give us some depth on that.
Right now, I'm not touring as a solo artist right now. I am preparing to do that next year, God willing. However, I am a keyboard player, and I'm touring with my big friend. Got to give him a shout-out. It's Big Rob. He's a Southern soul artist, and I'm one of his keyboard players, and we're gigging all over the southern states. Pretty much every weekend. Just matter of fact, I just got in like at 2 o'clock this morning from traveling. We were down in Texas and Arkansas, and we did a show over down there this past weekend. So he's performing, and I'm performing with him pretty much every weekend as his keyboard player. And so that's what I'm doing now. And then next year, God willing, we'll be doing our Vargas Thomas live shows.
Wow. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. So,
thank you.
Vargas, would you like to give us any information if you have any new projects coming up in music?
Yes, I am. Actually, I'm currently putting the whole CD together now. And just to give you a little snippet of what it's going to be, we got some inspirational music. We got, well, you've heard the Southern Soul. We got some R&B. It's going to have some smooth jazz. It's got some instrumental stuff going on. So I am very versatile in that area. I like to listen to jazz. I like to listen to Southern soul. So this is my opportunity to show the many facets that I have and the different genres of music that I like to listen to. So the CD is going to be all that mixed into one. I am doing some collaborations with, I mentioned the instrumental. It's going to be some good quality vocals that's on that that's going to be inspiring and uplifting. Also, I'm doing the instrumental jazz song with a local artist with the saxophone.
Yeah.
His name is Anthony Arrington Saxophone. He plays the sax for me. And then I'm complimenting him with the piano. And I tell you, it's a smooth piece that we did together. And we're in the mixing stages of that. It's coming soon. I'm also doing a song with my son. My son, he goes by the name of CEO Young Chopper, and he's in the pop and R&B thing too. We're going to do a collaboration with him. And then the last one but not least, is my big brother Mark. He is, you hear his voice on the two songs that you just heard, Ladies Night, as well as Give It To You, my brother Mark Thomas.
Yeah.
He helped me with those vocals on there. We're doing a project together. It's going to be coming out soon. It's something special. I tell you, it is something special. The ladies are going to love it. Ooh, look out. Wait for that one.
I can't wait. I'm just itchy. Oh, Lord.
It's going
to come back on my show?
We're going to definitely come back whenever you want me to come back. I'll be honest.
I want you to come back.
We're going to come back, and we're going to come back with some more music that I'm sure everybody will enjoy. Most definitely.
Ooh-wee. I can't wait.
Yes.
Well, we're almost coming to the end of our showcase. You are more than welcome to give a shout-out, Vargas, to all the persons that supported you in your music journey in all these years. Go right ahead.
Well, let me first start with the CD itself, because like I just mentioned, my brother Mark, it was a lot of people that helped me with this CD, and even to this day as I prepare to mix it and finish the product, there's many people that's behind the scenes that have helped me, and even to this day helping me. And I just want to mention them. And first of all, starting with my brother Mark, man, I need some water. My brother Mark Thomas, again, with the vocals, his inspiration behind it. There were some other folks that helped sing in the background. Carnetta Thomas, Janetta Warren. Janetta Warren is the first lady of the Zap Band. She was one of the original members. That's the voice that you actually hear on Ladies Night. Janetta Warren of the Zap Band, the original singer. She helped come in on that and sang. One of the guys I went to school with, grew up with, helped me on some of the keyboard parts, Mr. Darren Bell out of Dayton, Ohio. And I mentioned Anthony Saxone Arrington. He is actually one of the members of Zap right now, plays with them. He came in and collaborated with me on that jazz piece that we're going to release. And on the next song that you're going to play, the latest that I have out right now, you'll hear a real funky, slinky guitar part. And that's from my good friend Robert Stiles, which is right out of Dayton, Ohio as well. So those musicians right there, I just want to say thank you and for being a part of it. And then there's another guy that I got to mention. He helped me master and mix those songs that you hear now. His name is Eric K. Swiss Prater. Eric K. Swiss Prater. He helped me mix it, master it, so that we're able to get it out to the stations right now. So we thank everyone who participated and helped, and those who are still helping me right now with this
project. All right. Wow. There's some good names in there. Wow. I wish I could meet you guys in person. Maybe sometime in the future I will get a chance. How about that?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
So let's talk about the last track song I'm going to play, Let Me Play It. You said you dedicated this song to Roger Troutman. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a tribute song. Let me say that. It's a tribute song to Roger Troutman. And
okay.
I dedicate this song to my father. May the both of them rest in peace. And let me say this. My father was, and I didn't mention this earlier when we talked about the history. My father was actually me and my brother's manager of the band. He was the manager.
Okay.
He bought us the equipment, the van. My grandmother, which was his mother, she put together the outfits for us to wear.
Wow.
And my father, man, he supported us in this music thing. And it was him that negotiated the deal with Roger back then.
Okay.
So I dedicated to my father. It's a tribute to Roger for just giving us the opportunity to become a national recording artist, because it was him that gave us that opportunity to get into the business as a professional artist. So I dedicated to my father, and it's a tribute song to Roger to just say thank you and appreciate him. And what's significant about the both of them is November the 29th is their birthday. They share the same day.
Wow.
So that's what gave me the inspiration to do it and to dedicate it to the both of them, because, again, they share the same birthday, which is November the 29th. So I just wanted to say thank you. In honor of them, that's what this song is all about.
All right. Well, let's give that a hand. And thank you for that information.
Thank you,
Roger.
Thank you.
All right. So what I would like to ask you, Vargas, the last question of our radio interview, any words of encouragement would you like to give, any advice to the new and upcoming music artists entering into the music industry? Or do you just have a message to deliver?
I do. And number one is, you know, believe and trust in God. You know, God, put God first, pray. And I certainly believe that all things that you pray for in God's will, he will answer. And I am a testimony of that, you know, and I have determination is another word that I certainly look at. It's on my vision board right now, determination. You got to have the determination to do what you want to do. You stick with it. You reach for new horizons. You don't stop. You have to start somewhere. And what I do is I set goals, and I call them SMART goals. And you probably heard this before. And what's smart about my goals is, and I'm going to explain each letter of the word SMART. The S in SMART is specific. You have to have a specific thing that you're going to do. Okay? So that's a part of the goal, a specific goal.
Yeah.
And then I measure, the M is I measure my goal. Okay? And then the A in the SMART is attainable goal. It's got to be something that you can do. And then along with being attainable, you have to take the action to make that goal come to fruition. And then the letter R is a realistic goal, something that you know that you can do and attain and measure and specific again. And then the T is timely. You got to have a deadline to meet the goal. Other than that, if you're just throwing goals out there and not looking at it or measuring it, you would probably procrastinate, and then it may not happen. So when I set a goal, I call it a SMART goal with an ending in mind with a specific date or time to finish that goal. So I just encourage everybody, as you set goals, do SMART goals so that you know that you're going to complete that goal and accomplish the mission of whatever you're trying to do. And again, number one is just being prayerful and being in God's will to make it all happen.
All right. Thank you for that message. Thank you. I have a caller, area code 270. State your name. Speak, please.
Yeah, this is Hollis Johnson. I just want to let you know that, Brenda, you're doing an excellent job. I'm excited about your future. And I just came on, so I didn't get to listen to the whole thing. The young man was just saying, the artist, but he's very informative, not like very intellectual. And I can see a bright future for him. So I'm not going to hold you, but I just want to give kudos to you and to the
Thank
young man
you.
praying for his future. And I know it's God going to bless him. Sound like he's got a plan.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving by faith. And I just thank God for bringing you and my life into the Evansville area's lives, period, to take them to the next level. Because it takes one to reach one, and God puts you in all our lives to make our goals and our dreams attainable. So I want to thank you publicly.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Hollis Johnson. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and God bless you, my man, on your project. And as soon as it's available, I get with Brendan. I make sure that I support you any way I can.
I thank you so much. Thank you.
Wow.
God bless you.
Yeah.
All right.
So y'all have a blessed day, and I'm not going to hold you all.
Well, you can stay on, Hollis. You can stay on the show.
Yeah, I'm going to stay on and listen to that. Okay, I'd like to hear some more stuff he got to say, if he got something else to say. If not, I know I can get reaching to it. But I am going to stay on to the duration of the show. So y'all be blessed.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, Vargas, we at the end of our showcase. Is there any other information you would like to give? Your website information, your social media pages? Go right ahead and give that again.
Okay, it's VargasThomas.com. I'm on Facebook, Vargas Thomas. And again, you got to spell that right now. It's V-A-R-G-E-S. V-A-R-G-E-S. The V is as in Victor. VargasThomas.com. I take you to my social media, Facebook, Vargas Thomas Music. Also, I'm on Instagram at Vargas.Thomas. I'm on Twitter /ThomasVargas. So you can get to me on those platforms. Send me a message, Instagram, Twitter. That's where I'm at.
I would like to ask you one more question before I play the last hit. Will you be doing a song like a cover song on your album, like a remake of one of Roger Troutman's songs. Could you do that, or was there any plans in the future?
I do plan on doing some cover songs. I'm not for sure exactly. I doubt if it'd be any of the Zap songs, but I am going to possibly do. I'm looking at something from the Isley Brothers, doing a remake of one of their songs, and even Al Green, or KC and the Sunshine Band had a big hit.
Oh,
that
wow.
was out. So I'm looking at possibly doing a cover song of them in the future. I don't think it's going to be on this CD that I'm doing now, which
okay.
is called Destiny. But I do plan on doing some cover songs, and that'll be a part of my live performance as well, just to give
okay.
Those
yeah.
are some of the artists that I definitely would love to do a cover song on.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Vargas Thomas, you are always welcome to come back on my show with your new music projects. Please do come back. And you are a pleasure being on my platform. I welcome you. I love your music. I love your vibe. I love your funk. You have a blessed evening. I am here to sign out. This is Lady Diva. Thank you all for tuning in, and thank you for your support. Here is Let Me Play It by Vargas Thomas. Good night, everyone.
Let's dance.
Come on.